Good evening, brethren and sisters. I am Brother Aaron Regal from the Portage Ecclesia. Our pianist this evening is Brother Aaron Regal from the Portage Ecclesia, and also Sister Ann Regal from the Portage Ecclesia. We will have an opening prayer by Brother Jim Asbury following our opening hymn, hymn 125. And please remain standing for the prayer. The God of Abram prays, who reigns enthroned above, ancient of everlasting days, and God of love. Hymn 125. Our Father in heaven, as we have sung this evening, Father, you are a God of hallowed name. We approach your throne of grace in the name of our Master, the Lord Jesus Christ, to present this evening to a joy to you and your Son, that the little children will sing hymns and songs to thee, Father, and inspire us to be like them. We pray for your kingdom to come, Father, and we pray that the little children here today will be as trees of righteousness planted by your hand. Help us, Father, to be like them. Help us to believe and to cherish your words. We thank you for each and every one of them, Father. We commit this time of celebration into your hands. In the name of our King, we pray. Amen.
I know the young people beside me are extremely excited to have their presentation this evening. And so without further ado, I present to you Sister Ann Regal and our young people with the program presentation title, God Keeps His Promises.
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob were faithful men. God made many promises to them, were included in those promises, so love the Lord in all you do.
Left foot,
And the Lord said to Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where thou art, northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land which thou seest to thee will I give it to thee and thy seed forever.
Genesis 13, verse 16 to 17 says, I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Arise, walk through the land in the length of it and in the breadth of it, for I will give it to thee.
The Lord spoke to David and made a covenant. His house, kingdom, and throne will be permanent. David will be raised to see the kingdom established. Jesus will come and sin will be abolished.
When David heard these things, he said, Wherefore thou art great, O Lord God, for there is none like thee, neither is there any God beside thee, according to all that we have heard with our ears.
Psalm 96, verses 1 through 6. A sing unto the Lord, a new song, sing unto the Lord all the earth.
Sing unto the Lord, bless his name, shew forth his salvation from day to day, declare his glory among all the heathen, his wonders among all people.
For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods, for all of the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens.
Amen. Love to sing, sing, sing a song to the Lord. Sing of his glory forevermore.
I love to sing, sing, sing a song to the Lord.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom.
An angel came and spoke to Mary. Her son would be born and wouldn't be ordinary.
God will give him the throne of David, his father.
He will set up a kingdom and reign forever.
Jesus told us that he will come back when he taught the disciples to pray.
We pray for that day to come. We know it's a fact. God's word is true, and we must obey.
Your kingdom come, thy will. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted.
Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy.
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God.
Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Matthew 25:1-13. At the same time, the kingdom of heaven will be like one of 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 of them were wise.
The foolish ones took their lamps but did not take any oil with them. The wise ones, however, took oil in jars along with their lamps. The bridegroom was a long time in coming, and they all became drowsy and fell asleep.
At midnight, the cry rang out, "Here's the bridegroom. Come out to meet him."
Then all the virgins woke up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish one said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil. Our lamps are going out."
No, they replied. "They may not be enough for both of us and you. Instead, go to those who sell oil and buy some yourselves."
But while they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived. The virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut.
Later, the others also came. "Lord, Lord," they said, "open the door for us." But he replied, "Truly I tell you, I don't know you. Therefore keep watch, because you do not know the time, the day or the hour."
Burning till
Acts 1:10-11. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken from you into heaven, shall come in a like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven."
Faithful men, God made many promises to them.
They looked to God to see them through. We know we are a part of the promise too. Help us, Lord, your way to pursue.
2 Corinthians 13:11. Finally, brethren, farewell. Be perfect. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace, and the God of love and peace shall be with you.
Spell those words like GLAD. JAY. Let's have another round of applause for our young people. I have one announcement regarding crafts. Parents may pick up crafts tomorrow, Saturday, in Best Hall after classes conclude. And my impression is they will be available all afternoon, so that is a change. Those crafts will be available tomorrow afternoon, Saturday, after classes conclude.
Aaron,
yes?
They have to be picked up by the end of the day, though.
They must be picked up by the end of the day. So we will conclude our portion of the evening tonight in prayer with Brother Brian Stiles after we have sung together hymn 388. We shall be like him. Oh, how rich the promise. What greater could our Father's love prepare? Few are the words and softly are they spoken, but who shall tell the blessings hidden there? Hymn 388, and then please remain standing for a closing prayer with Brother Brian Stiles.
Dear Heavenly Father, hallowed be your great name, a name that is manifest in your character of mercy and grace, patience and long-suffering and goodness and truth, that you are faithful throughout generations of time. And we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity that we've had to consider your faithfulness this evening, how you continue to keep your promises thousands of years later, that you continue to call children to to be the seed of Abraham. We thank you, Lord, for this great privilege that we have to be involved in their lives, to raise them up in your ways. For we know, Lord, that ultimately they are your heritage. They are your children. And unless you build the house, we labor in vain. And so we pray, Lord, for your wisdom in raising that up, that in all times we might sharpen them toward your kingdom, teaching them in your ways, and that in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, that you would help us to raise up children that are straight and true in your word, that as they grow, that they might commit themselves to you, promising their lives to you and being faithful to you, even as you are to your children. And so we commit this evening into your care, thanking you for the great privilege that we have to serve you, for the opportunity for all of us to be your children, praying that you will continue to work in our lives that we might bring glory and honor to your name and manifesting your character. May your kingdom come soon and your will be done on this earth even as it is now done in heaven. In his name, the Lord Jesus Christ, we now pray. Amen.